Thanks for joining us for today's devotional reading from Our Daily Bread. It was written by Karen Huang, and she titled it, Will You Still Love Me? 10-year-old Lin Lin had finally been adopted, but she was afraid. In the orphanage where she'd grown up, she was punished over the slightest mistake. Lin Lin asked her adoptive mom, who was a friend of mine, Mommy, do you love me? When my friend replied yes, Lin Lin asked, If I make a mistake, will you still love me? Although unspoken, some of us might ask that same question when we feel we've disappointed God. Will you still love me? We know that as long as we live in this world, we'll fail and sin at times, and we wonder, do my mistakes affect God's love for me? John chapter 3, verse 16 assures us of God's love. He gave His Son, Jesus, to die on our behalf, so that if we believe in Him, we'll receive eternal life. But what if we fail Him, even after we place our trust in Him? That's when we need to remember that Christ died for us, even when we were still sinners. If He could love us at our worst, how can we doubt His love today when we're His children? When we sin, our Father lovingly corrects and disciplines us. That's not rejection. That's love. Let's live as God's beloved children, resting in the blessed assurance that His love for us is steadfast and everlasting. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You, God, for Your steadfast, unchanging love, for sending Jesus to rescue us from our sin and for living in us and leading us through this life to that great day when we are called home to You. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.